I'm going up to that door now. I don't intend to touch it or anything near it until I've looked it over thoroughly.
Very well, if you must.
Here I go.
Go back immediately.
Answer my questions, and perhaps I will. Who are you?
Go back.
No, I shan't.
Well, is that the door now?
What do you see, Jet?
Nothing much, Doc. It's as smooth as glass, just as all the other doors are.
Blimey, what's that?
Captain Morgan! Captain Morgan!
And who's that? That's no Martian.
Don't touch that door!
Jet, look out! Don't touch it!
Too late, he's done it!
And something's happened to him. Come on, let me, quick!
Hello, Doc. Can you hear me? Hello? What on earth happened, Frank?
Well, I don't know, Mitch. As soon as Jet approached the door, that noisy signal came on and the picture cut out.
He did reach the door, didn't he?
Yes, he actually touched it, and then he seemed to recoil from it violently.
Well, try and get that picture back for Pete's sake. We must find out what happened.
Well, I'm doing my best, but this thing doesn't seem to respond. Oh, wait a minute. Here's something.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Oh.
Is that a picture of the corridor?
No, it's that control room again.
And tune it out quick before that foreman, as Lemmy calls him, starts asking for his orders.
Right.
You did tune it properly, Frank.
Well, I think I did.
Well, have another go.
Hey, this is a place we haven't seen before.
What the?
What's that?
That must be one of the hangars or whatever the Martians call them, where they store their spheres.
Yeah, but look at that one in the center. Look at the size of it. I've never seen a sphere that big before.
Neither have I. Surely that must be used for bigger flights than just ferrying from a close orbit down to the Martian surface.
Well, it must be.
Rotate the camera, Frank. While we're here, let's have a good look round.
Yes, but what about Jet and Doc?
Well, it's just for a few seconds. We may never find this place again.
All right.
Yeah, it's shaped like a colossal bow. See if it has a roof.
Right.
No, it hasn't. There's the sky. Those spheres are stored in one of the craters we saw out on the surface.
Well, is every crater filled with spheres, then?
I shouldn't think they're all big enough for that.
Do you want to see any more?
No, but we must remember to tell Jet about this. Maybe that we can find our way up to that place sometime. That big ship, if it's controllable, might be just the thing we need to get away from here.
Yes, but we don't even know on what part of the asteroid that crater's situated.
Well, Paddy might. No, he'll tell us.
He might, if he ever comes back. And always assuming Jet will be in a fit condition to go looking for it.
Look, try that thing again. See if we can find that corridor. If we can tune into other places, we should be able to tune into that. Hey, that's it, isn't it?
Yes, at last. There's the door, the one Jet touched.
Yeah, but where is Jet? Or Doc and Lemmy, for that matter. That corridor's empty. They've disappeared.
Mitch needn't have worried. It was quite true that when he finally found the corridor in which the door leading to the Martian quarters was situated, Lemmy, Jet, and I had gone. But we had not been spirited away, nor overcome by any strange creature that had emerged from the room. The moment Jet collapsed, Lemmy and I, of course, ran to his aid. He lay unconscious on the floor, and nothing I could do would rouse him.
Jet! Jet! He must have received some kind of shock when he touched that door.
What, an electric shock, you mean?
Yeah, something like that.
Now what? Oh, look out, Doc! That door, it's opening!
What?
Not that one behind you.